How are we doing, devotees? Are we okay? Is everyone happy in Krishna consciousness? Is everyone chanting their rounds? Yes. I hope so. This is the ticket to happiness. You can buy a ticket to happiness. And it is in the form of chanting our rounds. So now, what was it? Day before yesterday was an interesting day in our year, in our calendar. On Tuesday, it was the disappearance day of a very great devotee. It's there in our calendar. I don't know if you check our calendar, or even if they, you may not have the detailed calendar actually. But there on Tuesday, it was the disappearance day of one great devotee called Murari Thakur. Actually, has different names. I mean, he's known in slightly different ways. Murari Thakur, Saranga Murari Thakur, Murari Chaitanya. It was his disappearance day. And I thought we could take a little time, say a few words about Murari Chaitanya Sangha Murari Thakur, if that's okay with you. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So let us read from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, Chapter 11, The Associates of Lord Nityananda, Text 20. Murari Chaitanya Dasir Alokika Lila Vyagra Gale Gadam Chada Mare Sarpa Sane Kela. There were many extraordinary activities performed by Murari, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes in his ecstasy, he would slap the cheek of a tiger. And sometimes he would play with a venomous snake. Did the little boy, did you slap a tiger with your hand? Is that how you hurt your hand? Is it? You slapped a tiger? Gave him one good slap, a good shot, and you hurt your hand. I don't know. Okay. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya. Anubhashya is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's translation and commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he writes, Murari Chaitanya Das was born in the village of Sar Vrindavan Pura. which is situated about 2 miles from the Galashi station on the Burdwan line. When Murari Chaitanya Das came to Navadvip, he settled in the village of Modadruma, or Mamagachi Gram. At that time he became known as Shanga, or Saranga Murari Chaitanya Das. The descendants of his family still reside in Sarirpata. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Anchakanda, chapter 5, there's the following statement. Murari Chaitanya Das had no material bodily features, for he was completely spiritual. Thus, he would sometimes chase after tigers in the jungle and treat them just like cats and dogs. He would slap the cheek of a tiger and take a venomous snake on his lap. He had no fear for his external body, of which he was completely forgetful. He could spend all 24 hours of the day chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, or speaking about Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Sometimes he would remain submerged in water for 2 or 3 days, but he would feel no bodily inconvenience. Thus he behaved almost like stone or wood, but he always used his energy in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. No one can describe his specific characteristics, but it is understood that wherever Murari Chaitanya Das passed, whoever was present would be enlightened in Krishna consciousness simply by the atmosphere he created. Let me read the verse again. Murari Chaitanya Dasya Alokika Lila Vyagragale Chadamare Sarpa Sane Kela. There were many extraordinary activities performed by Murari, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes in his ecstasy, he would slap the cheek of a tiger, and sometimes he would play with a venomous snake. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhastriti Adishatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vashgavata Rubyas Jaya Kripa Sindhu Vyavaja Padidana Bhavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namah. So I am extremely happy to be here with all you nice devotees in Lotus Park. I first came here 30 years ago, more than 30 years I think, I forget. And we had the tent campaign. Then we went down to Orion Park, we had the tent campaign down there. Were you there then, 30 years ago? So it's a nice place. I thought actually we were going to have the program in the temple, and when we turned left instead of right at the bottom, I thought it was an error. But anyway, you know, I came here, I took sannyas in 94, Gopanima 94. But I remember before that, as a brahmachari, coming here to the programs in this same room. Yes. I don't know. Were you here? That's so long ago. It's like 20 years ago, must have been. Or maybe before that. It came a number of times. And really nice devotees, nice atmosphere, nice mood. Because devotees are very special, devotees are very nice. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta would say, you can recognize a devotee, male or female, because they are, devotee male is perfect gentleman, and the lady is perfect gentle lady. Krishna consciousness is a process which works practically in that it has noticeable effects, noticeable results. It is not just that we believe something and we just hope for the best, although we have no idea really if it's like that or not, but we just hope. And then we only find out if we were right or wrong when we die. And if you are wrong, then it's too late. So, yes. So I've seen here in Lotus Park, Isipingo, Oriya Park, many nice devotees. A lot of nice devotional service going on. So devotees are special people, and they have these recognizable qualities. Devotees, as they practice Krishna consciousness, they change. We don't want to remain the same old person from before. No, but we want to change for the better. So Krishna consciousness, it has that effect. Devotees sometimes, they change dramatically. They become practically unrecognizable. And this example given here of Murari Chaitanya, Sangha Murari, he had different names he was addressed by. Actually, he's also described in the previous chapter as an associate of Lord Chaitanya. In this chapter we're reading, he's being counted as an associate of Lord Nityananda. But he was really someone special. So transcendental, so oblivious to the material conditions. If he saw one nice tiger, he'd go and play with him. And I think tigers are not used to having people play with them, so they would become a bit bewildered. And then sometimes if he was in the mood, he'd give them one, what do they say, tight slap. Whack. Yes. And sometimes he'd pick up a cobra and play with it on his lap. We do not recommend this. Occasionally you read about some person who jumps into one of the cages in the zoo. Occasionally, for whatever reason, they jump in with some wild animals. But then it always ends up, in a very nasty situation. So we don't advise you. We don't advise you. Next time you see a tiger coming up, what's the name of the main street?
Lotus Drive.
Next time you see one tiger coming up, don't go out and give him a slap. But he would do that. Because to him it was just a game. And because the Lord is in the heart of every living entity, certainly in the heart of the devotee, and in the heart of the tiger also. So the Lord would tell the tiger not to attack him and just be nice. Just like you may have read Heydar's Taka, he was living in a cave and there was a snake in the cave. And all the devotees, there was a village nearby, many devotees were there. And the devotees were in anxiety that Haridas Thakur is such a great devotee, but he's living in this cave, with a snake. So they went there one time and they complained to Haridas Thakur, "You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do it. You know, it'll put people off. You may not be worried, but other people, they will not come to get your association because they'll be afraid." So Haridas Thakur, he didn't mind them talking about this. Suddenly the snake just went out of the cave and just went, because the Lord within his heart told him that you go away now. So yeah, but we shouldn't try our luck too much. This Murari Chaitanya or Sangha Murari Thakur, they're different names he's addressed by. He is described also, we mentioned in the previous chapter, he was a very advanced devotee, and sometimes many people would come actually, and ask if he would accept them as disciples. They would come to him and appeal, "Please accept us as your disciple." But Murari, he would just laugh. "Disciple? I can't accept you as a disciple. I have to become a disciple myself first." And in different ways he would avoid it. But the thing is, those devotees, they would become a bit disappointed because he wouldn't accept them, and a little disturbed. So Lord Chaitanya knew about this. So one day, Lord Chaitanya came to Murari, Sangha Murari Thakur, and said, listen, Murari, I want you to accept disciples. It's an order." And Murari said, "Right. If that's what you want, I'll do it." And he told Lord Chaitanya, "You know what I'll do? Tomorrow morning when I wake up, I will accept the first person I see as my disciple. Whoever it is, done. It's a deal." So next morning he got up early. This is another sign of a devotee. Devotee gets up early. What does Krishna say? What is night for the conditioned soul is daytime for the devotee. And what is night for the devotee is daytime for the conditioned soul, something like that. Devotees like to get up early, but they take rest early and get up early. But the non-devotees, they like to try to jowl all night at the disco, listening to, sure, you got me beat. The Beatles are not still around, are they? Elvis. So I don't know who it is now, but it's somebody. Yeah. And so they like to do that all night and drink some rotten fruit juice. Fruit juice is nice, but they like to let it rot, so it makes you go all silly, dilly. Dizzy Lizzy. And then, yeah, so this is what they like to do. And then go home, 3-4 in the morning, and take rest. And many years ago, I knew this one fellow. He was really like, he was one of the acharyas in that line, if you know what I mean. I don't think he was the founder, but he was strongly situated in that line. And he would say, Hare Krishna devotees, welcome. He would say that if, when I wake up in the morning, I cannot remember what happened last night, I feel good because I know I must have had a good time. Welcome to Kali Yuga. So anyway. So he got up early in the morning, Sangha Bharari Thakur, and it was so early, it was still somewhat a little dark, no good light yet. He went down to the river, to the Ganges, to take a bath. And there he is now, he's in the Ganges and he's bathing, and suddenly, bump, something bumped into him. And he turned around to see, what is this? And you know what he saw? It was a dead body. Hare Krishna. It was actually the dead body of a child. Because, you know, according to Vedic culture, adults, their bodies are burned when they die. Cremation. This is the normal process. But children, bodies are not burnt. Bodies are not burnt. Usually. And in some cases, at least where they're by the Ganges or some other very big river, what they do, they make a little raft, sort of. Not really a raft, but just a little something. A few sticks, bamboo, and then, some sort of palm stalks or whatever. And they put the dead body of the child on that and let it float down the Ganges. This is common. Even today it's common. So this is what happened. There's Sangha Bharari Thakur taking his bath in the Ganges and bump. And oh, it's the dead body of a child. But then he remembered, wait a minute. What did Lord Chaitanya tell me? What did I tell him? He told me I must start giving initiation if people approach me. And I told Lord Chaitanya, I will initiate the first person I see. And here it is, the dead body of the child. So right there in the Ganges, he initiated the dead body. And the dead body came to life. Yes. He was like 10 or 12 years old. Came back to life. They came out of the water. And this young boy, he became so fired up. Oh, he was just so enthusiastic. And he was just so thankful and appreciative of Sangha Bharari Thakur. You have saved me. You've saved my life. I was already dead. Plus, you've given me another birth by accepting me as a devotee, as a disciple. And actually, he became a famous devotee. And his name, if I remember correctly, I mean, they're all these names kind of similar. His name was, I think, Murari Thakur. Sangha Murari Thakur Murari Chaitanya, and now this one is Murari Thakur, is the child. And you know what happened? The word got out. This is what happened. This boy, dead body, has come back to life, and now he's staying with Sangha Murari Thakur, and he is just a most wonderful devotee. So the word got out. And the parents, they were living not very far away, just a little bit up the Ganges. The parents found out, our son has come back to life. And they came racing down to this place, Modadrum, or Malagachi village, where Sangha Murari Thakur was living. And they came and they said, oh, thank you so much. You saved our son. We don't know how you did it, but thank you. And they told the boy, okay, come home. And the boy said, home? What do you mean home? I am at home. Here. And the parents said, no, no, no. Come back to our home. Your home, you know, where we live, your family. Come back with us. And the boy said, no, no, no. You are my parents. You are my parents from my previous lifetime. And then I died. And you just abandoned me. And now, Sangha Murari Thakur, he has given me life again. I have been reborn. He is my father now. So he wouldn't go back. He didn't go back. He just stayed there. And he became famous devotee. Very famous devotee. In our line. It's very well known. This whole incident. So this is a very amazing devotee. Sangha Murari Thakur. As people advance in Krishna consciousness, they become more amazing. I don't know if you noticed it. Did you notice how Haridev Prabhu is just becoming more amazing? It's almost by the day. At the very least, it's by the month. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And all of you, what do you think? You notice how Baladev is becoming more amazing?
Yes.
Isn't it? I was in Joburg, I guess, last week, and then suddenly up this thing pops on my, would you believe, Facebook. Happy birthday to Baladev. And I thought, what am I doing here? I should be there in the Lotus Park taking part in the celebration. But it's a fact. Many of you, well, not many actually, but some of you, I've known for years. Yeah. Like Raksha. You all know Raksha, right? How long have I known you? I don't know if it's 20 years, but it could be. It must be actually. She was just little girl, sweet little girl, but just a little girl. And just seeing, she's like such a nice devotee. It's amazing. As devotees progress, they become amazing, more and more amazing. And I don't know if any of you were there last night at the temple. Were you there? Wasn't that amazing? It was incredible. Indra Jivana Maharaj, what he said. I couldn't believe it, actually. And he phoned me this afternoon. He was out visiting someone. And he met someone. Actually, he met the person, I think, last week. Or anyway, just in the last few days, he met this one big man. And this man is now going to support and get behind Krishna consciousness. Maharaj phoned me to tell me, wow, what is happening here? It's amazing. So this is the nature of Krishna consciousness. If we get into it, we have to get into it. Like anything. Like anything, you got to get into it. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta would say that if you want to know what honey tastes like, or if you want to know what is honey, what is this honey, you can always look at it in the bottle and see it's some sort of brownish something, kind of sort of maybe semi-solid type of stuff. But if you really want to know honey and understand honey, you have to open the bottle, stick your finger in, anyway, stick something in, and taste it, and then you see, wow. But just by looking at it in the bottle, you'll never know. If you didn't know at all, you wouldn't know what is honey like, what is honey all about, without tasting it. No question. You know what I've got back at the temple? I've got this small jar of honey from Siberia. Special collector's item honey. It is 28 years old. So anyway, we open it and we have some. And after 28 years, it's still good. Still extremely good. In fact, it's high power. Turbocharged. 28 years old. So yeah, to understand something, anything, you got to get into it. Someone was saying about this, I was reading a year or maybe 2 years ago, that some people feel that in order to understand something, you should not get too close to it. Don't get involved with it, because then you become very subjective. You've got to be very objective, you know, a little distance so you can see it from the outside. And your emotions will not get involved if you, you know, make personal contact, then your emotions may be aroused. So this devotee was saying that how this, you know, this idea that, because some scholars say, so-called academic scholars, say that in order to understand Krishna consciousness, you don't need to practice it. You just got to watch it. That's all. Just watch it. And then you can understand it better than if you practice it, because if you practice it, you get all caught up in it and like that. So anyway, the devotee said that it is something like if someone is interested in buying a motor car, so they go to the motor car sales place and they walk in, they meet the salesperson and they say, okay, look, that car over there, see, what's it like? And the salesperson said, oh, it's very nice. Come for a drive. Let's take it for a test drive. And the potential purchaser says, no, 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 I don't want to drive it, because I may become too subjective about it. But you just tell me, how does it drive? And the salesperson says, well, look, you know, you want to know how it drives? Come and get in it and let's drive it. No, 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 no. No, 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 I want to remain objective. But tell me, how does it drive? So that's not a very good idea, is it? If you want to understand what is the car like and how is it to use and all that. Yeah. You know, when I was young once. Every day at is further back in the past. So, yes, I used to road test motor cars for newspapers. And I can tell you, if you want to know what a car's like, you have to get in it and drive it. Yeah. So, yes. So if we want to understand anything, we have to try it. Get into it. And then you can really come to grips with it. And Krishna consciousness is like that. So, but if you do that, then it has very amazing effect. You transform. You transform. You become actually another person. Prabhupada once in America was meeting some high up Christian priest, one of the big Christian leaders, and there were a few of Prabhupada's disciples there with him, and they were interacting with the priest a bit, and the priest was very impressed with these young people. And then he sat down and spoke with Prabhupada, and he said, "Where do these assistants of yours come from? Where are they from?" And Prabhupada said, "From here, from America." And the priest said, "No, we don't have young people like that here. They must be from another country." Yeah. So it's a fact. People change due to the influence of Krishna consciousness. People change for the better. And after some time, as the time goes on, over some years, then gradually the devotees become amazing. They really become wonderful people. Really outstanding people. So, yeah, therefore we should try and practice nicely. We should really try to practice nicely, beginning with, you know what it begins with every day? What does it begin with? Mangalarti. Well, you could say, it begins with, I'll tell you what it exactly begins with. It begins with getting up. That's what it begins with. Mangalarti in bed. We always play a CD and just cruise through. Krishna consciousness begins on the vertical platform. Krishna consciousness is not so good on the horizontal platform. Unless you're offering obeisances, it's okay. Yeah. But devotees become very amazing. I was just looking through there. The chapter I read from and the chapter before, and there's a few chapters around there, describing the main followers, main devotees of Lord Chaitanya, of Lord Nityananda, then Advaita, like this, Gadadha. And if you read that, then some of these devotees, some of their qualities and characteristics, they're just completely out of this world. Raghunath Das Goswami. I was just glancing through while we were singing Jairada Madhava. There's a number of verses describing Raghunath Das Goswami. What an amazing person he was. He would chant 100,000 names a day. This means it's about approximately 60 rounds a day. What do you think? Go for it. Anyway, approximately 60 rounds a day. Maybe only 58. Only. Then he would give class about Lord Chaitanya minimum 3 hours a day. Minimum. And then he would offer obeisances. He had a practice of offering obeisances to deities, to devotees. He would offer obeisances to deities 1,000 times a day. And this was not what Srila Prabhupada would call, have you ever heard of jackknife obeisances? You know what I mean, jackknife? Like a flick knife. Just, open, closed. So not jackknife obeisances, just down. Before you can say, Nama Om, he's back up again. No, this is full dandanas. 1,000 times. To deities. And then obeisances to devotees. 2,000 times. Every day. Isn't that amazing? You could try it one day. And see, just see how it goes. But as devotees progress, they become, they change for the better, first of all. And then they start becoming quite outstanding. And then they really start becoming amazing. And then they become completely amazing. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So, there's so many examples like that. So we should try. We should try to take it seriously, get into it, beginning with getting up in the morning, nice and early, bright and early. Bright and early. Every year, I visit a place called Muromansk. In Russia, northwestern Russia, on the coast, it's almost in Finland. It's only, I don't know, 100 or 200 kilometers from Finland. So Muromansk is in the Arctic Circle. And in summer, like June, July, August, the sun never sets. Never. It's daylight. 24 hours a day. Daylight. And during the winter, like right now, and particularly into end of this month, and into early January, the sun never rises. It's permanent night. Wow. But I must say, you know, when it's sunlight all the time, it's a lot easier to get up in the morning. Anyway, what can you do? I knew this devotee, he had special alarm clock and special system of lights. You know, you can set lights to switch on and off at different times. You can get some sort of arrangement for that. So he had lights like that. Every morning, 4 o'clock, bing, on would come the lights. And then the alarm would go. But the alarm would not just go ring. The alarm would be a recording of himself. And first of all, the alarm would say, time to get up. And then attend Mangalarati, very nice. And then a couple of minutes later, again, you must get up now. You really need to get up. And then a couple of minutes later, listen, you got to get up, okay? And a couple of minutes later, get up! Just get up! There were several stages building up finally to screaming and cursing. Anyway. So we should all try and get up early in the morning and chant. We say often, if you want to do yourself a favor in Krishna consciousness, get up early and chant. It's just so beneficial and so nice. So this Sangha Marari Thakur, it was his disappearance day on Tuesday. And we were, would you believe, we get around from the 12th till, I think, what was it? 12th to the 18th, I think it was, of November, we went on full Navadvip parikrama. Oh yeah, the full thing, the whole thing. And we went to this Mamaguchi place, and we went to the house of Sangamarari Thakura. And there is a bakul tree. It is still there. Big tree. But it is hollow. It's hollow. And you can see inside. It is just hollow. And when trees get hollow like that, they should die. It's alive. And it was like that when Lord Chaitanya was there. And one time when Lord Chaitanya came there, this tree, you know, hollow tree, was not doing well. Lord Chaitanya embraced the tree. And it just started blossoming and just flourishing. And it's still there. 500 years later, we saw it. So that's on Modadrum Dwi. In Navadvip, there are 9 islands. Antadvip, Simantadvip, Godrum Dwip, Madhya Dwip, Ritu Dwip, Kola Dwip. Wait. Kola Dwip, Modadrum Dwip, Janu Dwip, and Rudra Dwip. That's it. So there's this Modadrum Dwip, and Modadrum means tree, Moda means very big and very beautiful. So there was a big, beautiful banyan tree there. And Lord Ram went there when he was exiled. He went there with Sita and Lakshmana. And they were sitting under this tree. They stayed there for some days, some time. And one day Sita saw that there is Lord Ram. He's sitting under the tree. And he's just sort of, you know, like he's almost like meditating, just looking out, but he's kind of not really looking anywhere, and he's just absorbed. And with big smile on his face. And Sita said, "Oh my dear Lord, what are you thinking about, which is making you so happy?" And Lord Ram said, "Yes, I'm thinking about how I want to give you the best thing I could possibly give you." And Sita was happy. "Really? What's that?" And Lord Ram said, "Well, you know, in Kali Yuga, we will appear here. And we will again be husband and wife. My name will be Nimai. Your name will be Vishnupriya. And we will be together again." And Sita was so happy. "Really? That's wonderful." And Lord Ram said, "Yes, and we will give everyone pure love for ourselves. And they'll all go back to Godhead." And Sita said, "Wow, that's fantastic." And then Lord Ram said, "And then I will give you the best thing, the most wonderful thing I have to give." And Mother Sita said, "Wow, really? What's that?" And Lord Ram said, "I will leave you and take sannyas." "It's the best thing." And Sita said, "What? What do you mean you have to leave me and take sannyas? How could that be the best thing? It's not the best thing. That's terrible. That's cruel. Don't you do that. How can you say that?" And Lord Ram said, "Actually, the ecstasy of love in separation is a million times greater than the ecstasy of love in meeting and being together. The ecstasy of love and separation is a million times greater. And I want to give it to you. I want that you can experience that. Because it's just, it's completely out of this world. It's unimaginable. And Sita's sort of bewildered. And Lord Ram said, I wanted to give it to you right now. When I got exiled, I wanted just to go. I wanted you to stay in the palace. And I would then go. And then you would experience it. But you insisted on coming. So I couldn't give it to you. But I'm determined. I want to give you the best thing. So, Lord Ram said, yes, I wanted to give it to you. But you followed me. So, when we appear in Kali Yuga here, then I will take sannyas, because then you can't come with me. We cannot be Mr. and Mrs. Swami. So therefore I have to do it this way. And then you'll see, it's just the most amazing thing. So that also happened. So yes, Krishna consciousness is amazing. As people become more Krishna conscious, they become amazing. The whole experience becomes more and more amazing. Welcome to the world of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you for listening very patiently. What should we do now?
Any questions, but we can end with a kirtan.
Any questions, comments, corrections? Yes?
Sure.
Something we know that Father Ramachandra or Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we know that Lord Shiva is a Vaishnava. But sometimes other people may say that in Ramayana that the Sita Devi prays to Lord Shiva or Lord Ramachandra prays to Lord Shiva. So how can we explain that?
Yes. Well, Lord Shiva prays to Krishna. So, you see Lord Shiva sitting under the banyan tree with his mala, his Rudraksha mala. You know what he's chanting? He's not chanting Om Namo Shivaya. Har Har Mahadev. He's chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because that's where the nectar is. In the Bhagavatam, in the fourth canto, I think it's chapter 28, if I remember correctly, if not, it may be 26. Anyway, it's there in sort of the later part of the fourth canto. Is a chapter called The Song Sung by Lord Shiva. And it's just glorification of Krishna. It's amazing. Very beautiful. So just the fact that someone worships someone else does not necessarily mean that the worshipper is necessarily has to be lower than the person being worshipped. It is a characteristic of cultured people. They like to appreciate others and express their appreciation. Yeah. Cultured people don't just like to sit there and get glorified. If they are being glorified, cultured people, they usually feel uncomfortable. Yeah. So just the fact that Lord Ram or Sita or whoever may have worshipped Lord Shiva does not at all necessarily mean that Shiva's higher. It may just mean that they appreciate that they're very cultured and appreciative people. Yeah. So, you know, even Prabhupada sometimes, he would glorify his disciples. Oh yeah. Sometimes he'd really glorify them. And they were really junior to him. Particularly at that point, at any point, but particularly at that point. There's one incident. Prabhupada was being glorified. Some devotees were glorifying him. It's in those weird books, the stories about Prabhupada from Satsarup Maharaj. So they're glorifying Srila Prabhupada. That you're so good, you're so good, you're so good. At the end, Prabhupada said, that is through your association. Without, Prabhupada said, without your association, I'm very bad. That's Prabhupada. Now, are we meant to say that, oh, now, okay, we must be higher than Srila Prabhupada? No. But it's a characteristic, one of many characteristics of elevated people. They like to glorify others. And even if they find some small qualification in another person, they may give great credit for even small qualification. Yeah. They can take one small good quality, even in the middle of a number of bad qualities, overlook the bad qualities and appreciate the good quality. Yeah. So anyway, Krishna, he is known as Bhakta Bhritya. Bhakta Bhritya means the devotee of his devotees. He is the devotee of his devotees. Yes. So in that sense, Krishna appreciates, and sometimes he may worship Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, or even, you know, someone from ISKCON, Suzilla. Yeah? Okay. Yeah. So that is his good quality. He's not just some big authority figure. Yes, you must all bow down before me, otherwise you're disqualified. He expresses his appreciation. He worships, not just worship in the formal sense, he serves his devotees. He was driving the chariot of Arjuna. It's just a common man's job, a sudra job. You know, Karna was adopted by a sudra couple in Mahabharata. The husband was a chariot driver. The husband was a chariot driver. He was a sudra. And so Karna was taken to be a sudra. Yeah. So Krishna, though, he drove the chariot of Arjuna. And Arjuna was telling him, go this way, go that way, go faster, slow down, stop. All these types of things, directing him. And Krishna was doing it. Krishna's the devotee of his devotee. So, you know, the real problem is, in this regard, is that people are not well educated at all. It is shocking, actually. It is shocking. The lack of knowledge, the lack of understanding. It's amazing. So what's the answer? The answer is we have to preach. speak to people, give them books, involve them, invite them to festivals, get them involved like that. And then just like yourselves, like all of us, you know, so many years ago we didn't know up from down spiritually, but we had contact with devotees and gradually some understandings coming. So that is the hope. That is the hope, that we can educate people. And then we can change the world. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we will now conclude with